I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. I have to remember, if I put my voice up too loud, I start croaking like Kermit the Frog. I'm only going to speak for a couple of minutes. This gospel reading is often overlooked. We often hear quoted, a prophet is not known except in, he's not known in his own country. But then people have often asked me over the years, why did they want to hurl Jesus off the cliff? Why were they so angry? And here's the part that's often forgotten when we read this scripture. Jesus was saying to them, you who think you are selected as Jews, you are not the only ones that God cares about. When there was the famine in the land, who did God care for? He cared for Zarephath in Sidon, who was not Jewish, was an outsider. And in the time of the prophet Elisha, none was cleansed except Naaman, excuse me, the Syrian. Doesn't sound good, does it? We have to remember that God loves all of God's creation. Jesus was saying that then, we're saying it now. I hear lots of people these days saying we have to be afraid of outsiders. We have to be afraid of people who are not of our own, maybe not of our color. That's not the Jesus way. If we were in the United Kingdom today, today we'd be celebrating Candlemas. And Candlemas is the idea of we as Christians are called to bring light to darkness. And we are called to bring the light of the love and inclusiveness of God, which Jesus proclaimed to everyone, and not let fear and narrowness get in our way. I was appalled. I was watching a bit of television in French the other day, the news, and there was a woman in Gatineau, Quebec, and she came on and said she was afraid of Muslims. And I thought, what are you afraid of? You know, this is crazy. This is not the Jesus way. So when you have people around you starting to want to be prejudicial and start to rev up the fear agenda, afraid of outsiders, afraid of strangers, afraid of First Nations, or whatever it might be, tell them to get over it. It's not the Christian way. You can quote this passage. Jesus told the people in his own hometown, stop being narrow. Start to remember that God loves all of God's creation. That's the spirit of who we are. That's the spirit of who we must be. May God bless us all. And I pray as we receive the sacrament that enlivens us, for God's love is poured out and given to us, and that we go out and share God's love in the world. Amen.